travel and loss, I mean, travel and loss are really signature themes, if you like, of Mary Shelley's life. And in fact, travel and loss are often complexly intertwined. So periods of travel often coincide with periods of great loss for Mary Shelley. But loss is there from the very beginning of Mary Shelley's biography, because her mother dies from the complications of childbirth when Mary Wollstonecraft dies due to the complications of childbirth when Mary Shelley is just 11 days old. So we can say, I think, and Mary Shelley's fiction very much reflects this appalling reality, that, you know, Mary Shelley's own life was predicated upon loss. It was dependent on the fact when she lived, her mother died. And that was a great personal tragedy for her that manifests itself and is features in her novels and other writings in all sorts of very affecting ways. But sadly, that wasn't the first and only major loss that Mary Shelley sustained in the course of her life. So she meets her future husband, Percy Shelley, when she's very young. She's a teenager. She meets him, first of all, in 1812. Mary Shelley's born in 1797. A couple of years later, in 1814, she begins a relationship with Percy Shelley in earnest. Unfortunately, Percy Shelley is already married. So their relationship is one that they pursue, but have to pursue in particular kinds of ways. Mary Shelley thinks her father, William Godwin, who's quite opposed to marriage, will be sympathetic to their liaison, but he is not. And the couple is forced to elope. So this is where travel comes in. Mary Shelley and Percy Shelley go to the continent to try to live the kind of life they want to live. Mary Shelley's pregnant, gets pregnant quite quickly. Her gives birth to her child prematurely. So her first child is born at about 7 months and dies, sadly, very shortly after that. Mary Shelley goes on to have several more pregnancies. She has a miscarriage later on. Within quick succession, she has two infant children, both of whom died actually while she's abroad in Italy, travelling around the continent with Percy Shelley. When she loses her third child, she's pregnant with her fourth at the moment that her third infant dies. And eventually she does have a child, another Percy, who is the only one of the Shelley's children to outlive their parents. So she was traveling on the continent. She loses two children. She's already lost a child. She's already lost her mother. And of course, she loses Percy Shelley as well. So while they're in Italy, Percy Shelley, who's was a very inexperienced sailor, is sailing, and he's drowned at sea along with a mutual friend of the Shelleys called Edward Williams. So there's that loss, and there's the loss of many other people. There's a very famous story about the gestation, if you like, of the novel Frankenstein. There's this ghost storytelling competition in Italy that takes place between Mary Shelley, Lord Byron, Lord Byron's physician, John Polidori, who's also a novelist, and Percy Shelley. And by the time, you know, that's that competition to sort of who can scare the other people present the most is something that is sort of written into the legend of Frankenstein. This happens in 1816. Frankenstein is published in 1818. By the time you get to Mary Shelley's novel, The Last Man, which is only published a few years later in the mid-1820s, everybody from that group, Byron, Percy Shelley, and Polidori, they're all dead. And that novel, The Last Man, which is very much an apocalyptic dystopian novel about a global pandemic that nearly wipes out humanity, is a novel that, amongst many other things, really registers this profound sense of loss that ran throughout Shelley's life.